This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Act, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A bench warrant with body bonds been issued for Shane Lee Cook Jr. after he failed to appear for a bond violation hearing. The hearing addressed an alleged bond violation from earlier this year with the report filed January 27th. Prosecutor Alexander Pahani requested the warrant, noting Cook's history of absconding from bond in previous cases. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach stated she had met with Cook, but had informed him of the hearing for that day. He received no response to her attempts to contact him the day of court. The court confirmed Cook's absence via security cameras and granted the prosecution's motion ordering the bench warrant. And in Huron County District Court, the judge granted a defense attorney's request to withdraw from a sentencing hearing for Andrew Thomas Wilbur, citing a breakdown in attorney-client relationship. Wilbur, facing sentencing in case numbers 24-484-SM and 25-347-SM, accused his attorney of declining to remove jurors, advising him against testifying, and even claiming he was made to lie under oath. The court appointed another attorney to ensure Wilbur has representation. However, Wilbur plans to hire his own lawyer, stating he trusts no one in the county. Sentencing has been adjourned to February 12th, with the court emphasizing the need for Wilbur to secure counsel. But Wilbur made sure that he could use the court-appointed attorney, secure his own attorney, or defend himself, and the judge confirmed that with him before closing the court session. And the Michigan Department of Treasury announced that the state's 2026 individual income tax filing season started Monday, January 26th, aligning with the IRS calendar. Residents can now file returns online for free, use tax preparation software, or submit paper forms by mail. All individual tax returns and any payments owed must be received by April 15, 2026. Treasury officials encourage electronic filing and direct deposit as the fastest way to receive funds, noting that missing documents such as W-2s or 1099s can delay processing. This year also marks the launch of the Michigan Treasury eServices, a new secure platform that allows taxpayers to track refunds, file returns, make payments, and manage tax accounts through an MI login profile. More than 92% of Michigan taxpayers e-filed last year, and free tax preparation assistance remains available for eligible residents through state and IRS-supported programs. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on a regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth, or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we're back with more news. Federal funding for 6 of 12 major appropriation bills is set to expire today. Without further legislative action, these agencies face a partial shutdown following a year marked by a record-breaking 43-day shutdown that occurred in late 2025. Bipartisan lawmakers are currently reviewing the Prevent Government Shutdowns Act, which proposes an automatic continuing resolution to keep agencies running at current levels during budget impasses. The House is expected to vote on a short-term extension to provide a runway for further negotiations. India is hosting the second India-Arab Foreign Ministries meeting today in New Delhi. The gathering includes representatives from the Arab League, including Palestine's foreign minister, who is seeking India's assistance for the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip following recent conflicts. The meeting aims to balance India's growing ties with Israel while maintaining historical partnerships with Arab nations. Prime Minister Modi is expected to address the forum, highlighting trade, energy security, and regional stability as core pillars of the partnership. And that's been a look at our news brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond, and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for 3 generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron in Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.